I will be there momentarily. I'm still charging my battery. I said, never mind. I will unplug then. I am assuming this is important, or you would not be interrupting my charging time. Yes, yes. I still retain enough of my humanity to express my aggravation with whoever is at the door. What is it? No one here. Wonderful. This makes my existence here worth living. Wait. On the floor. A rose. For me? I wonder whatever for. Neurobot, Bella. No last name is necessary, as I am the only one of my kind on the spaceship, the Midnight Angel. My circuitry is completely charged and functioning at 100%. It is times like this, with the ship quiet and little stirring, that I miss part of my humanity. I have very much of it, but the parts that, well, the heart, love, that is very far from me now. I look at myself and realize that the hands I have aren't the ones I wanted, as well as the feet. But I'm thankful to be what I am. It is also at times like these that I miss the bottle. But only just. And the one who gave the rose to me, this person should... End of log entry. Ah, wait. Addition to log. The light from the alien ship. They are trying to communicate. Log out. What is going on, Dr. Keaton?
Not a clue, Bella. I was out and about.
Carousing, no less.
Indeed. Whatever the reason, I don't know what the alarm's for.
You should go to the infirmary, just in case.
My thinking exactly. See ya.
Bella, what in the world is going on?
What are you doing up at this time of night?
Watering the gardens. It's the best time. I just finished up and was heading back to my room for some sleep when the alarm went off.
I'm locked out of the computer banks at this time.
Don't they trust you with anything around here?
Only when internal circuits are busted, Fresco. I'm heading to the bridge.
I'll come with you. Look, there's Silva.
Yikes. Guys, I think we may have set off the alarm.
How'd you do that?
What is going on?
Some of the crew were staying up late, playing a game of Fire Flame, and things were getting crazy.
Fire Flame? You can't play that on the spaceship, Silva.
Tell the others that. It was getting wild.
No, you weren't responsible for the alarm. Something else is going on here.
The aliens on the moon?
They haven't done a thing in the past few days.
I am heading to the bridge.
Will they even let you in?
I can assist.
I wasn't saying you couldn't.
Look out. It's Maya.
Maya, what's going on?
Maya.
Can't stop.
This does not bode well.
An understatement, I think, Bella.
Well, let's get going up there if we're going.
I'm having my doubts if they'll let us in.
We need to see about the safety of the ship. That is paramount.
Come on, then.
Chandler.
Hiya, Chandler. Just hearing the alarm?
No. Come in here.
We're headed to the bridge.
That's a joke. You know they won't see you. The captain barely knows who we are. Come into my room.
How will that inform us of what is going on?
Come in and be amazed.
Fine.
Welcome. Welcome. Does anyone need anything to drink?
I've had plenty tonight.
She was playing Fire Flame.
On the ship? Silva, one day your game playing will blow this ship up.
Not game playing. I'm the relations officer on the Midnight Angel.
Which you remind us of all the time. Need a quick charge, Bella?
I am fully charged.
Oh, right, of course. You did it earlier, correct?
How did you...
So what's the big deal, Chandler?
Strange.
They shut off the alarm.
No big deal, then.
I beg to differ, Fresco.
You're being awfully cloak and dagger tonight, Chandler. What's going on?
I take great pride in being one of the communications officers on the ship.
Your rank is in the lower hierarchy.
Thanks for pointing that out to me.
No offense intended. My circuitry...
Yes, we know. You chose machinery over your soul.
Chandler!
Ouch!
Sorry. Idiotic of me to say that.
You meant it, though. You said what you thought. I don't hold that against you. I am what I chose to be.
Yes, you did.
We're straying here. What's the big secret?
Come over here.
Nice. You rigged that computer up yourself?
Yes. I have acquired leftover bits and pieces from all over the ship.
Wow. What a custom job you got there.
It's hardwired into the main computer system.
Chandler!
What? I'm tired of being left in the dark with what's going on with the aliens.
We all are. But we aren't connecting to the mainframe to find out.
This is a violation of regulations.
I don't care about that. And you won't either.
What have you found out?
I know why the alarm went off.
Why?
Yes, why?
It seems our alien neighbors on the moon have sent us a message.
There you are, Doctor.
What are you running for?
There was an alarm.
So what? They do that every other day to keep us on our toes around here.
True enough.
But you're running the opposite direction of where you should be going.
I was worried.
About what?
Our deal that we have?
Don't remind me.
I'm doing just that.
The shipment hasn't gone out, Maya, because there was an alarm.
I was just checking.
You'll get your cut, don't worry.
You don't understand. I have never gotten 60% of anything before in my life.
Well, now you're more than half partner in a horticulture business.
Don't say that too loud. I don't want anyone to know. We could go to the brig.
For selling Jimson weed? Come on, Maya, relax.
But it's for drug production on Earth. Runners create powerful hallucinogenics with it.
Who says that?
The research I researched on the net. I contacted some netizens out there to verify it.
Who said our Jimson weed is being used for that purpose? Maybe it's being synthesized to treat asthma or the flu. Have you ever thought about that?
Is it?
How should I know? I don't ask. I just grow this stuff and make a now much reduced profit.
Which you can't spend on the ship.
I'm preparing for my retirement. Being a doctor used to be profitable until the net gave away every cure in the world.
When do you get paid?
Up front. Always up front.
Is that the way it's always done?
You have so much to learn about this business, Maya.
Just as long as I get my cut.
I'll do a transfer when I get back to my room.
Hey, wait a minute. How do I know you'll not cheat me?
You can trust me on this.
I'm going with you when you do it, so I can see the numbers.
That isn't necessary.
You want me to throw you in the brig just to show you how serious I am about this?
Then you wouldn't get paid.
Good point.
Partnerships are tough, aren't they?
You said it. Especially in a deal like this one.
What about the alarm?
What about it?
You just happened to be security the last time I checked.
I didn't receive any orders.
Interesting.
Why?
Security are the first to get station assignments during an alarm. It's protocol.
And the doctor is supposed to report to the infirmary.
I can tell I'm not going to like you as a partner.
Same here. Should I bring wine to my first financial gain from our new business arrangement?
I like red.
Maya.
Where are you?
The garden sector of the ship.
You need to get here in a hurry.
What for?
Not on the comms. Where's Dr. Keaton?
He's here with me.
Oh my.
Silva, where are you?
Chandler's room.
That was...
I heard. Let's go up and see what's with the rest of the ship.
I can't bleed out the interference.
It's a masking frequency.
Why?
Probably to make sure the message isn't picked up on the Earth.
Very good.
I used to dabble in wavelength tech before I switched to agriculture.
Why the switch?
I like eating.
Good point.
This isn't working. Bella?
The masking frequency is beyond my technology.
Can you link into the comm system and try to decipher?
She can't. Not yet, anyway. There may be a code that would fry her neuros.
That's right. Thank you, Chandler.
We can't lose our only neurobot on the ship.
I still can't believe you haven't turned us into the captain, Bella.
Who says I haven't? I have a continual link with the ship.
Did you?
No. Reluctantly. And I'm not sure why.
Your human curiosity peeking through?
Being curious is to be avoided at all costs.
And yet you're here and breaking the rules.
Bending.
Nope. Sorry, Bella. This is definitely a heavy-duty breaking of the rules of the ship.
You're wasting your time.
I want to know what's going down there on the moon.
We all do. Calm down.
Why call Maya?
She could have knowledge about such a masking code. It is common practice with security procedures.
That's the hope, anyway.
Have you heard anything at all? Is it in our language?
It's just noise right now.
The masking code does that.
So this may not be doable, then?
Could be. Yeah.
Then what?
We have to wait on the captain to grace us with information.
Which may never come.
I wonder what the aliens had to say.
Me too. Are they hostile?
There is no way of telling at this point. We need more information.
My bet is no way. They want to conquer the Earth and enslave us all.
From the surface of the moon.
You never know. Mind control or...
We didn't do it!
It's just Maya and the doc.
What do you mean, just Maya and the doc?
I'm afraid a break in proper protocol has occurred here.
Bella!
All right, no one move a muscle. What are you doing with that computer?
Breaking protocol, apparently.
I have my duty to this ship, Chandler.
But the captain barely knows that any of us are around.
Not me.
Yes, you, Bella.
We can all hold a pity party later. What is going on?
Hold on. Chandler, you're trying to access the signal from the moon?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I am.
Did you download the alien's message?
It has a masking code.
Oof. Those are tough to break through.
You've used them?
Sure. We used them during the second water war back on Earth.
What's the trick?
I suggest that this end right here. Maya, your security. Please support me here.
I should. Yeah, I really should.
Maya, come on. Give us a break.
You all cannot conspire to do this.
I don't see a conspiracy. I see a group of crew trying to assist in deciphering this message from the aliens on the moon.
So we can know what in the world is going on down there.
I like it.
I can communicate with the bridge in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, and I can make you a hunk of junk in twice that.
Ladies, let's not get hot under the collar here.
If we can break through the masking, we can get it. I know we can.
They are working on it on the bridge.
I'm the best comm man on this ship.
And yet you're here.
And so are you.
He has a point, Bella.
Each of us, in our own way, is running second string on this tub.
Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for all of us.
Hey, don't look at me. I'm only the chief medical officer, and the captain doesn't even know my name yet.
Let's get it downloaded.
Then what?
One step at a time.
Bella, are you going to report this, leave, or stay and help?
I know what my circuitry is telling me.
What about the human part of you?
I want to know what's going on.
That a girl. What do we do?
I'm at a standstill until we can decrypt the mask code.
Your computer won't do it.
Why not? It's standard issue.
That's the problem. We need a special encryptor.
Which just so happens to be on the bridge. Anyone have knockout gas handy?
I wish. That could be a great party favor for our next social gathering.
The bridge's system is hardwired into a core system within the heart of the ship.
It's a security designed to protect any data. You can scuttle the computer stations on the ship, but the brain is shielded in case anything bad happens.
The rest of our computers use the wireless signal.
Which is out, correct?
I think we have to bypass a station's outlet into the mainframe.
Which is inside 6 feet of titanium steel.
Yeah, but with that much heat, it has to have exhaust ports.
And input ports for cooling.
Here, can we send a drone down one of the ports?
We can send people.
The ports are that big?
The computer brain is massive. It has to be to run everything on the ship.
Who are the lucky volunteers?
I'm in.
Silva. This is a job for someone trained to do it, not our relation officer.
Please, it'll give me something to do besides play poker, which is what everyone wants to do anyway.
You'll need to get a coupling system to link up the computer brain.
To my computer station.
I can get the coupling. I can meet whoever at the access point. Later.
Maya, you with me?
Do you think we can just waltz into a feeder port into the computer system? It's got security locks on it.
Which is your department?
Our department. Come on.
What are you going to do?
I have to go to a security checkpoint on the same level as the port and see about bypassing the shielding and the alarms.
And I'm with you on this?
You're the best person to create diversions that I've ever seen. We'll contact you, Chandler, when we have it.
Good. Try not to draw too much attention to yourselves.
I'm the master. No worries.
Okay, Chandler, talk me through what I need to do.
Impossible.
What do you suggest, then?
I suggest that Silva and I go down to the input port after Maya bypasses security and Fresco gets the coupler, and we connect you to the ship's main computer so we can get the message from the aliens.
Bella, I just want to say something.
And what would that be?
You're my new hero.
Save it. This still may blow up in our faces and we could all go to the brig.
But for something worthwhile.
If you say so.
I do. Let's hit the road, girl.
Not quite. I'm a neurobot with...
I know what you are. Don't spoil the moment.
Be careful. The system generates some serious heat.
My circuits can handle it.
And I need a good sweat.
I'll monitor from here. We have lost our minds for trying this. Oh well.
Come on. Come on, you. Since when do our supply closets get persnickety with the entry codes? Stupid thing. Thank you. I suddenly love you. And now for a coupler. Yes, sir. I'll just borrow this one. No need to check you out in the manifest. Gotta run.
You're lagging behind, Dr. Keaton.
It's Lynn, partner. First name basis, if you please.
My, aren't we getting familiar?
Yeah. Let's just get on with this.
I see a security station up ahead.
Unmanned as well. Very nice.
Why, Dr. Dear, I do believe it might be time to run a disaster drill on this deck of the ship.
You devious woman. You're suddenly the most attractive female on this ship.
You need to work on your flattery, Lynn.
Give it time. Give me 5 seconds.
I should be able to bypass the security codes to the port system in less than a minute or two.
Take your time.
Now hear this. In lieu of the recent ship's alarm, we will conduct a disaster drill on this deck. And that means right now.
That's my cue.
We don't look too suspicious, just standing here outside the entry panel.
What do you suggest we do then?
I have no idea, but people are starting to get curious.
We can act out the subterfuge of repairing the circuit.
Really? That's the best you can come up with, Bella?
I'm a neurobot that...
Yeah. We've all heard that one 1,000 times. One day, you're going to tell me why you subjected yourself to the neurosurgery to become...
Become what?
This.
That isn't very specific.
Why give up your humanity?
There is still a remnant of...
Sure, I know. You said that too. Forget it. One day you'll spill.
I hope not. That would be messy.
Wait, just hold on. Was that an attempt at a joke?
I don't know. Was it?
You're a tricky one, Bella. Hold on, I got it. I'm the relations officer, right?
That is correct, the last time I checked the roster, which is every day.
I coordinate the social well-being of the ship's crew.
Silva, what are you...
And you've been dying to learn that new dance move that's so popular on Earth right now, haven't you?
I have not.
Okay, good. It's called the POVA. Don't ask me why, okay?
No.
So, you just put your head forward like this.
No.
Bella, someone is coming.
All right. I put my head forward.
Great, good. Hi there. Bella wanted to learn the POVA.
I find this humiliating.
And now you jump off the floor one time.
I will not.
Who's that?
Go ahead, Chandler.
What is going on up there?
We are waiting for the coupler and the shield release.
And Bella's learning to do the POVA.
Repeat that?
It is not worth repeating. What is the word on the signal?
It's been repeating for the past 30 minutes, which I assume means the aliens want to make sure we get it.
Can you get a recording of it?
Not without the masking code removed. We should ramp up the effort, gang.
That doesn't help, Chandler. We're doing the best we can here.
We need to download this thing. That's all I'm saying.
And we got it.
I see Fresco. We will contact later.
But...
Got it. It's the one specifically designed for the computer system.
How do you know that?
I know things. Trust me. This will work.
Correct. It will.
Can you get inside the port?
Not yet. It's still shielded.
We can try a bypass here, if you want.
That will bring security.
And we don't want that.
I know a thing or two about electronics, ladies.
Let's stick to the plan.
Just trying to help.
You should go back to Chandler's room and get ready to assist him if he needs any help.
Like what?
Like anything.
You're saying you've got this?
We've got this.
We do.
Was not half bad, which means it was only half good. We were slow, folks. If the aliens ever decide to go nuts on us, we could have a lot of hurt people on this ship. We need to do better next time. Dismissed.
Was it really that bad?
How should I know? We've never had a major disaster on the ship.
Not yet.
How about your fancy fingers on the keyboard there?
It's triple encrypted.
So you're a slow typer then?
You're not funny.
Who said I was joking? The aliens aren't gonna send their transmission all day.
Oh yeah? How do you know?
I wouldn't if I were the aliens.
But you're not.
Nope. You got me there. How about the shield lock on this port?
You're rushing me.
Yeah, I noticed.
If that's Bella, tell her to cool her circuits for half a minute.
I think she might actually be offended if I said that to her.
And since when does that stop you?
She's working on it, Bella.
I can only do so many dance moves before people start to suspect something.
Dance moves?
Silva is teaching me the pova as a distraction as to why we are actually here.
The pova? Did you know, Bella, that's actually a mating dance in Siberia?
Don't tell her that!
It is? Silva, you have some explaining to do.
Done.
Bella, you can enter the port now. But I sure would like to see you dance the pova later.
Dr. Keaton!
Just get the coupler attached.
They have 5 minutes.
Bella?
I heard. Over and out.
Now what do we do?
Back to Chandler's room. Get a move on, Doctor.
This is going to play havoc with my hair.
Your hair should be the last thing you think of.
It's easy for you. You had yours replaced with that chrome dome you got.
It isn't chrome. It's titanium.
It would be. Where do we hook this thing up, anyway?
We have 40 feet to go.
Port is getting smaller.
Then crawl.
I am already.
Has anyone told you that you complain quite a bit?
Yeah.
When?
Just now. How many feet do we need to go now?
35. Be patient.
You be patient.
I am. I have a suggestion. Let's try not talking while we make our way to the access port.
Ain't there yet?
Almost.
Bad news, though.
What now?
The signal is getting weak.
Why would that be? They're right below us on the surface of the moon.
A fader signal?
That's my guess.
Explain?
It's a way of conserving power while in transmission.
Meaning what?
Meaning the aliens want to conserve their power.
It's really that simple, Dr. Keaton.
Is it, though? These are aliens, after all. Who says they think like us, or look like us, or...
No. Oh, no. No. No, no, no!
What is it?
The comm signal has been scrambled.
By the bridge.
Do they know what they're doing?
No, probably not, but they're moving to secure the signal.
Isolate it.
Yes, isolate it.
So, we're not gonna get this done then?
We can get through the block. Just give me some room.
We're going to cut this close.
Why is that?
Bella and Silva's body temp will kick up the meter down there, thus informing the bridge.
And the captain.
This just gets better and better. Someone needs to light a fire under them.
On it.
They're trying to contact us.
Ignore it. We're almost there. Get the coupler ready.
Here.
Just a minute. I can barely reach it.
If Maya won't stop buzzing, that means something is wrong.
We don't have much time. Our body heat will raise the temp down here.
And that will trigger a warning.
Yes.
Let's get on with it, then.
I am there. Give me the coupler. Hurry.
Another signal is coming through. Faintly.
They've got the coupler hooked up.
Get it done, Chandler.
I'm working as fast as my fingers will go. Maya, tell them to wait for me to get the message so that they can remove the coupler.
We don't want any trace left down there.
They're going to have to fly to not set off the warning sensors.
Go! Go! Go!
I'm going!
Scrambler's down. Good deal.
And the masking code is offline.
Get the message downloaded.
Done.
Bella and Silva need to get out of there now.
Are we all ready?
Good job, by the way, team.
We aren't a team. We're just equally curious about the same thing.
Agreed.
Let's stop the chit-chat and listen to it.
Go for it, Chandler.
Relations officer log entry. We have the message, but can't understand their language. We worked well together, the six of us. But that doesn't change our opinions of one another. With my training, I can see what the others don't. And I'm wondering how long it will take before Chandler tells Bella his feelings for her. Maybe I can push that along.
You've been listening to StageDruck Audio Theater's production of Midnight Angel, Collaboration. In the cast, as Bella, Madison Rhodes. Fresco, Dane Foster. Silva, Amanda Kuhn. Chandler, Trevor Browser. Maya, Katie Smith. Dr. Keaton, Drew Thomas. Original music by Skinny Hightower from Trippin' and Rhythm Records and Vane Productions. Script by Brett Jones. StageDruck Audio Theater is a production of the Wichita State University Theater Department.